I'm Jules Bujal, and you're listening to our local journalism initiative roundup here on CKUT, broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. The 52nd edition of the Festival du Nouveau Cinéma, or the New Cinema Festival, kicks off tomorrow night. I spoke with programmer Julien Fonfred about what to expect from the festival this year. Here's our conversation.
So the Festival of New Cinema, which is taking place October 4 to 15, basically it's the best of contemporary world cinema. If we do well our job, we will show the best films that are coming in the this year and the next year coming. And I guess we did our job really well, because some of the biggest films will be there. So that's about it. Yeah, lots of guests, lots of, for the audience, it's a way to meet directors, actors, actresses, everybody from the film industry, to celebrate the world cinema at the same time, at the same place.
Yeah, there's French directors, Bertrand Bonello and Catherine Breillat. Please excuse my Anglophone pronunciation, but they're both going to be in attendance. I know Adam Egoyan from Canada, he's coming, lots of other directors. But, I was looking at those three and thinking, I'm going to say this affectionately, but when I think of directors like those, I think they're kind of freaks, right? They're really pushing the boundaries in terms of what they're showing on screen and the emotions they're trying to elicit from the audience. And I'm wondering, when you are programming the festival, is that sort of what the programmers are going for, celebrating directors and filmmakers who are really pushing boundaries? Or is it, this is just the crop of folks who are coming this year?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, pushing the boundaries is what, makes us be alive artistically and humanly, I guess. It has to. So we always have that in mind when we do we program the festival. It's a 52nd edition, so it's a big history, and it used to be there at the time with experimental cinema, with video art, with all the young independent film directors like this. It's where Werner Herzog, Jim Jarmusch, Wim Wenders, they showed their film for the first time in North America. So it's all those directors that at the time pushed boundaries and changed film identities and everything. And Catherine Breillat, Bertrand Bonello are part of that world. They come after, but they're still there in terms of experimenting, but not in a hard, obscure way, but audience-friendly kind of way, but try to push the limits. That's what we do. That's what we want to do. That's the kind of cinema we want to promote. Yeah. Very, very focused on creation and conscience in terms of what does it mean to make films in 2023, because, the world is what it is.
I remember I want to say 10 years ago, I feel like there was a real wave of filmmaking hitting festivals that was kind of the start of this existential trend in cinema that obviously has continued, but now we're not just dealing with climate change, we're coming out of a pandemic. There's a lot of really serious stuff in the air that has affected people these last few years. What kind of issues are you seeing filmmakers grappling with and really trying to get to the heart of in what's hitting the festival circuit this year?
For me, when I start programming for a festival for the year coming, I always try to be kind of blasé or, kind of not very optimistic in order to be surprised. And for me, the great question is, what kind of film can you do in 2023? What's the purpose of cinema? The world is what it is and everything. Will cinema will be up to the task of being part of its time? I think no in the beginning, but this year, for example, I realized, and I'm very surprised and I'm very happy to see cinema is definitely there up to the task to change people's minds and to create more than a discussion, but to I'm very happy and optimistic about cinema this year because of those films. Like, let's talk about war, and we have the brand new film by Shinya Tsukamoto, which is one of the greatest films about war and childhood. It's called Shadow of Fire. I mean, this is a very, very powerful film. For me, it's as important as some of the greatest film that has been made in the past, including Grave of the Fireflies. There is the Jonathan Glazer film about the Nazi camps, which is a very, very disturbing and important film. Not just one of the best films of the year, but one of the best films of the last 20 years or 30. It's a film that is very radical. It's about people working outside the concentration camps, on the German side. You never go in the concentration camps. It's always off screen. When the film ends, that's where you start thinking. You know, those are very important films. There is the Japanese film Six Singing Women, which is a very, very efficient film to address ecological problems, and basically pose the question of what is the role of humans on this planet, and if you still don't know what your role is, you'll have the answer. We have two other films on those subject matters. One called Living, a French film, a documentary about biodiversity and species, and the other one is called Le Règne Animal, which is basically a world in the very, very, very near future, let's say a few months, and bodies have started mutating, and people mute with animals, and so they become freaks, and they become rejected by societies. And it's kind of like an X-Men kind of thing, but in a much more dramatic and eco-conscious world. It's those kind of films that make you change perspective, provoke you to make you think and become a better individual. So cinema has always been part of that aspect, and all those are very, they're easy film to watch. Those are almost commercial films, but that's the purpose of cinema these days, and it's to address the biggest issues. And cinema will be there this year, definitely at the festival. We're very, very happy about that.
Yeah, and you mentioned, I believe it's La Reine Animale, right? That's closing the festival. So that's going to be a big event for sure. But you're a programmer for Temps Zéro, which is a showcase of genre films, right? You know, genre is often a bit obscure and excitingly so. I'm wondering if you can talk to me about what were you going for this year when you were programming that showcase?
You always try to look for films that are different, surprising in some ways, and they don't have to be commercial per se. They could be, very serious and everything. But as long as they surprise you somewhere, you have this the feeling that you didn't expect what you get. And that's what I try to look for. And also there is a relationship with an audience in those films where the audience has the pleasure to discover something and to be together at the same time in a cinema, or you want to recommend that film to someone else. Oh, you have to see this because I didn't know it was that. And so sometimes it's films that you never heard about, but people start, as soon as they start being shown, people talk about them and say, oh, I've seen this and you have to see this and this and this. So those are the kind of films that I program. That's why it's a section that is very, very popular with the audience, because they know now that they can go even without seeing the film. Well, you can read the text in the catalog, so you can see the pitch. But at least you will discover something that you weren't expecting. You know, it feels like that kind of film, but then it's also something else at the same time. Like a French film like Omar La Fraise, for example, and it's hard to describe. It's a comedy, definitely, but at the same time, it has that spleen, as funny as depressive at the same time. lots of creators are trying to do something different, to be more free in a very creative aspect. I know it's Bertrand Bonello that was telling for his, not his last film, but his previous film, he was trying to get to the artistic gesture, the impulsive act of creation, which is almost impossible to do and get when you do a film, because it's so many people, it's so long to set up, it's you know, it's a lot of money and everything, so you don't have that creative freedom. But at the same time, some directors manage to do it. For example, this year, the French film with Philippe Catherine, directed by Sophie Le Tourneur, Voyage en Italie, is a very good example of that. And there is a lot of French directors that are trying to do those kind of very free-form kind of films and playing with the audience and everything. And I tend to show a lot of those films in temps zéro. So from Japan, also a lot of films like that, usually are from Asia. That's the kind of new cinema I'm trying to find. Like that Estonian film called The Invisible Fight, which is basically an orthodox kung fu movie / romantic comedy in the style of Aki Kaurismäki. You have no idea what you're looking at, and it's a lot of fun, yeah.
I also noticed there's a number of Bruce Lee tribute films that you're screening with actors whose names are just one letter off, like Bruce L.E., Bruce L.I. I love that you can go and, you know, just stumble onto a whole little pocket of filmmaking that you could never have imagined existed. And then there's film after film after film. So that's exciting as well. But yeah, obviously the film festival is showcasing what's exciting in international film, but there are a lot of submissions from here as well. You know, Quebec has this film industry that really punches above its weight. How important really is it for showcasing, you know, this homegrown talent at the festival alongside these really exciting international films?
It is really, really important. I mean, that's why we exist as well, to showcase the best of local talents, and local and national, also Canada. And the idea is to be a platform for those new directors, new film, to be looked at from other festivals, because we have that reputation also. So we know a lot of other film festivals from all over the world are looking at our program every year. And, you know, it's a thing that started in the past 52 years of the festival. So it has always been very, very important. And we always have that idea that we are the festival for those filmmakers. It's their home. We have to be selective because we don't have many spots during the festival. But we tried as best as we can to have the whole film industry converge within the festival through our forum panels, our film market, our parties where everybody can meet everybody. That's almost the most important part of the festival for local creations. And the second as well as important is the audience. That's the only goal we have in the first place.